In today's show, new trucks drop in Detroit, while sports cars get their day in the sun too, and Chevy finally shows us the new Volt in its full Monty. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for January 13th of 2015. After teasing the truck for the last couple of months, Nissan finally took the wraps off the new Titan. The company showed off the XD model, which comes with a Cummins 5-liter V8 turbo diesel that cranks out 310 horsepower and a whopping 555 pound-feet of torque. Other powertrain options include a gasoline V6 and V8, but details for those engines will be available at a later date. The Titan goes on sale later this year and will be built at the company's plant in Mississippi. You know, most full-size trucks already have a pretty rugged appearance to them, but Rams just got a whole lot meaner looking. Meet the Ram 1500 Rebel. It comes equipped with a suspension lift, skid plates, and 33-inch tires. The front grille and hood went under the knife to give it a more aggressive look, and the interior sees unique details as well. Both the 3.6-liter V6 and 5.7-liter Hemi V8 engines are available, but it only comes in a crew cab model with a short bed. The Rebel goes on sale in the second half of this year. And on the other end of the truck spectrum, Hyundai revealed a small truck concept called the Santa Cruz Crossover. It's powered by a 2-liter turbo diesel and is also equipped with all-wheel drive. This sleek-looking pickup has four doors and seats up to five people. It's aimed at millennials, especially those living in the city. The company feels the Santa Cruz Crossover is an alternative to a small CUV. And still to come, a look at the new Volt, Chevy reveals a new EV, and Bentley picks a name for its upcoming SUV.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Bentley has been calling its upcoming SUV the EXP9F, but now it's got a proper name. It will be known as the Bentayga, which draws its name from a few areas around the company's birthplace in England. The Bentayga will be revealed later in 2015 and go on sale in 2016. Well, after months of spy shots, teaser images, and a limited view unveiling at CES, we finally get to see the new Chevy Volt in all its glory. From nose to tail, almost every body panel has been changed, and we think it now looks much better than the outgoing model. Although I think if you look at some of the design cues, it makes it look more like a Buick than like a Chevy. EV driving range has been increased to 50 miles, while the estimated combined fuel economy of the new 1.5-liter range extender comes in at 41 miles per gallon. And after listening to current owners, Chevy made recharging the battery and checking the charge status more convenient. Look for the all-new Volt to go on sale in the second half of this year. And in other Chevy EV news, the brand pulled the wraps off a concept called the Bolt. That's with a B, not with a V. It's designed to have a range of more than 200 miles and around a $30,000 price tag. Chevy believes that electrification will be a major part of future transportation, and a more affordable EV will be needed to reach a wider segment of customers. Coming up next, Ford, Alfa Romeo, and Acura take the wraps off their new sports cars.
True love will find you in the end.
Hi, Dad.
When you're committed to the job,
but don't give up and
your tires can't be weak in the knees.
True love will find you in the end.
Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Well, it's been a long road, but the production version of the Acura NSX is finally here. Under the hood is a twin-turbo V6 mated to a 9-speed dual-clutch transmission. Power also comes from three electric motors. One is used for the rear wheels to help with accelerating, braking, and transmission shifts. And the front wheels are driven by the other two motors to help with torque. The company will start taking orders for the new supercar this summer, and deliveries are expected to start later in the year. The new NSX was developed in the U.S. and will be built in Ohio. The all-new 2015 Alfa Romeo 4C Spider made its world premiere. The mid-engine sports car is powered by a 1,750cc turbocharged engine that's mated with a dual-clutch transmission with paddle shifters. That setup helps deliver 237 horsepower and 258 pound-feet of torque. To help keep weight down, the monocoque is made of carbon fiber and the chassis is aluminum. The 4C Spider goes on sale in the U.S. and Canada this summer. While the speculation had been running wild, and Ford did in fact pull the wraps off the all-new GT, the flat-plane V8 from the Mustang GT350 did not end up making its way under the hood, as some thought it would. Instead, it's powered by a 600-plus horsepower version of the automaker's 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6 that's mated to a 7-speed DCT. Under the carbon fiber body panels lies an aluminum subframe, both fore and aft, with a carbon fiber passenger cell in the middle. The inside features a race-inspired steering wheel, Sync 3 infotainment system, and seats that are integrated directly into the passenger cell. The GT will be sold in select global markets, with production kicking off late next year. And make sure you watch our coverage of the Detroit Auto Show. John is on the floor of the show checking out the latest reveals and interviewing top executives with their new cars. Just check out our website, autoline.tv, throughout the day to see the latest updates. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.